all across the state.
The Red River Farm Network's crop tour presented by Pioneer continues today. Farm broadcaster Don Wick is on the road near Grand Forks.
Welcome to the Red River Farm Network crop tour presented by Pioneer. Mike Stenvold is with us, Stenvold Ag Services, and we're right in that Grand Forks area looking at some canola, which first of all, it's kind of interesting to me to see how this canola has moved south.
Yes, Don, it's good to see you first of all. It's very interesting to see how the canola crop has moved south, and it keeps progressing south. It's shown to be a good crop we can grow on some of the poorer ground here west of Grand Forks, Reynolds, Thompson area, and so far been a lot of positive results.
Tell me about this crop. How's it performed?
So this crop here is performing pretty well. This is a newer variety with Pioneer. It is P612L, Liberty Link variety, and I know this particular customer shoots for around a ton an acre, and so far we've been seeing around 2,400, so no complaints there.
That's fantastic. What about the rest of the crops? Who are we sitting?
Sitting pretty good. Soybeans are advancing further probably than we're going to like. Of course, this heat is going to push that this weekend, but they do look very good. I think I'm personally more optimistic on soybean yield than I am on corn yield, but overall, no complaints with the dry weather we've had.
Like you mentioned, we've got some heat coming this weekend. That's going to really push these crops.
It is. We've got soybeans, I think, that'll be ready early to mid next week currently, and everything else is going to be yielding up pretty quick. Even with our corn crop, we're a little ways out yet from black layer and seeing any harvest, but I know there was some stuff hand sampled in the East Grand Forks area around 34% already, so the heat's going to push that. We're going to have to be real diligent with our harvest timing, keeping track of stock quality. It's been some cannibalization happening already with the dry weather, so just a lot of things to look for and keep our eyes out.
I got a feeling everything's going to happen at once.
I agree. Everything's going to happen at once, and with some luck, we might have some pretty good timing to get some soybeans and some corn off before sugar beet harvest takes over. Once that takes over, that's kind of king. Mm-hmm. So some of the other crops can get pushed to the back, and that's where we can have some issues.
That's fantastic. Mike Stenvold with us once again. It's our crop tour, the Red River Farm Network crop tour. We're in that Grand Forks area today. The Red River Farm Network crop tour presented by Pioneer.